What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Interesting piece of sound from the Jets interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich. Like, you want to think about, like, the idiots are at the gate, right? The ineptitude or dysfunction that are within Florham Park, the Jets organization. And Ulbrich might be a nice guy. He's a terrible head coach. And I don't even know how good of a defensive coordinator he is, because I think we've seen the regression in the Jets defense after Woody Johnson decided to fire up the team or spark his team by firing, you know, the head coach Robert Saleh. Not saying that Saleh wasn't a particularly good head coach, because he wasn't, right? But here is Jeff Ulbrich talking about Hassan Reddick. Take a listen.
I feel just so honored to have coached him and been around him. This guy is willing to do whatever it takes. He's one of the most unselfish players I've been around, and you just never know what you're going to get when you get guys of his caliber, you know, and sometimes they can be selfish in some ways, and there's none of that to this man.
Right. Okay. So, like, it's like you listen to that and you think, well, he can't be talking about Hassan Reddick, right? Maybe it's Joe Reddick. Maybe it's some other Reddick. Like, he can't be talking about the guy that had a contract dispute with the organization because he wanted a long-term deal, or went back on what he initially said when the Jets and Joe Douglas acquired him from the Philadelphia Eagles. He can't be talking about the guy that in 9 games this year has 8 solo tackles and 11 total tackles and has half a sack. Like, he can't be talking about that Hassan Reddick. Like, he is talking about Hassan Reddick like you would talk about Watt from the Steelers. Like, you talk about Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys. Like, you know, Coughlin would talk about Michael Strahan. Like, Parcells would talk about Lawrence Taylor. Like he's talking about Hassan Reddick like he's been this unbelievably impactful player. Like, Hassan Reddick has disappeared on the field. Like, I get if you're Ulbrich, but I mean, I texted somebody last night. He said Ulbrich doesn't say anything bad about anybody. No, he doesn't. Like, it's amazing when you listen to it and you say to yourself, well, this is what the Jets are. Like, you know why the Jets lose? Well, listen to what Ulbrich has to say about Hassan Reddick. How about this? Hold some people accountable. Let's be realistic here. Hassan Reddick is stunk. The team is terrible. You have Sauce Gardner after the game questioning whether or not guys go out there and are, in essence, mailing it in. You had Ulbrich yesterday also telling you, oh no, when I graded out the effort on film, the effort was still there. It's more about execution, or we're just terrible. Like, at some point in time, we discussed it yesterday, the Jets are going to go out there and start interviewing, as we heard Tom Palisaro report. Well, they're interviewing Ron Rivera, and we have an idea of what the Jets are looking for, right? A guy with experience, you know, great, go hire Ron Rivera. I mean, but you're interviewing head coaches without hiring a general manager. You've already interviewed 3 guys for the GM post. Like, that makes no sense. Like, maybe you should do the opposite of what you think you do, right? I mentioned this last night on PIX, right? Maybe, yeah, like the Seinfeld episode with George, when Jerry convinced him, like, and George is talking about regrets and decisions that he's made, and every decision he makes is a bad decision, and Jerry convinced him, well, maybe you should start doing the opposite. So maybe that should be what the Jets decide to do. Like, whatever you're thinking about doing, do the complete and polar opposite of that, and then maybe that will be the smart and sound football decision. Like, you listen to Ulbrich yesterday, and you listen to some of the stuff that he's saying. You listen to him after the game, you're like, wait a second. Did I just watch the Jets were down 33-0, down 40-0 before Rodgers tapped out of the game and they put Tyrod Taylor in? They got their doors blown off up in Buffalo. You have Sauce Gardner going out there and questioning the effort of his teammates, saying we're talented, we're underperformed, we're just as talented as Buffalo. Then you have him going out there yesterday praising Hassan Reddick, who stinks. And that he's blessed to be able to be around guys like Reddick. He has half a sack this year. He held out. He's played 9 games with the team. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And as we move along in this process, you know, and there are, you know, people, I mean, Rex Ryan is desperate. I mean, not just a little bit. I mean, desperate to get back into the game. He just is. You know, almost became the defensive coordinator in Denver when Sean Payton interviewed him. You know, almost became the defensive coordinator for McCarthy down in Dallas last year. They eventually hired Mike Zimmer. You know, but for Rex Ryan here to go out, I mean, like, how many times? They're interviewing Rivera. You know, I've talked about everybody's extolled the virtues. You know, go out there and offer Vrabel whatever you want. You know, get the hell out of the way. I mean, that's really got to be it. You know, I mentioned yesterday, Woody Johnson, I don't know football. I'm a hindrance to my team. I love being an owner in the NFL. Repeat that, rinse, repeat, time and time again. I don't know football. I'm a hindrance to my team. I like being an NFL owner. Get out of the way. Get the Bobs out of the way. Get the teenage sons out of the way. Hire football people and get out of the way. Let them go out there and do their jobs. This is no longer about the future of Aaron Rodgers. This is the health of the entire franchise. You have the interim head coach who's sitting there extolling the virtues of a team that just lost 40-14, talking about the brilliance of an edge rusher who's got a half a sack on the season. You have your star quarterback questioning the effort of this team, and Ulbrich saying he didn't see that on film. Really? What did you see? If the effort was sound, if everything was great, why are you awful? You have the team going out there interviewing GMs, interviewing head coaches before you hire a GM. Everybody's going to have a pathway to the owner, and everyone thinks this is going to work. And then you're banking on the idea that Woody and the Bobs are going to hire the right person. And then you get to Rex. And Rex wants to get back into the NFL. He does. We get it, Rex. We understand. You can hop on radio. You can hop on TV. You can go on social media. You can do it all. I understand. I get it. You want to coach the Jets. That they wouldn't quit. That you'd give them an... That would be the most Jet thing you could possibly do. It really would be. An ode to the championship game performances. You know, bring back Rex Ryan because it ended so well. Because he was a tremendous all-around coach. Listen, we learned from Rex, did we not? Like, Rex Ryan is a great defensive coordinator. His dad was an unbelievable defensive coordinator. His brother was a good defensive assistant. Like, yes, he's got a great defensive mind. Would I hire him to be my DC? Yes, I would. Would I hire him to be the head coach of my team? I would not. It did not end well here in New York with the Jets. It failed miserably up in Buffalo. He wants back in the game. You can't go down that route. And you think this is all of a sudden going to lead to success? And I get there were some good days with Rex Ryan. I really, you look back in those days, those were the glory days for Woody Johnson as owner. In 25 years, the Rex Ryan days, those two straight trips to the championship games were the glory days. That's what you hang your hat on. Don't go back. Don't go back. But Rex is telling, well, listen, I haven't got a call yet, but I expect to after the season comes to an end. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. You've got Ulbrich, the interim head coach, sitting there down in Florham Park, getting his team to set to prepare to play a football game, final home game. There could be nobody in attendance on Sunday, but final home game of the year. And he's extolling the virtues of a team that's brutal. Rodgers is trying to talk his way out of the team. You've got, you know, all these impending free agents. You've got these, you know, these unbelievable stories coming out of The Athletic. The Jets are conducting their interviews as Ulbrich is still in the house for head coach, bringing in Ron Rivera. Ryan going out there telling everybody, including the refrigerator light, that he wants the job. And they haven't even hired a GM yet. And we think there's going to be some cultural shift within the Jets. Shame on us. Shame on us. Like I said, as we get set to ring in 2025 later on tonight, as we get set to ring in a new year, whatever you might be doing, you know, working, friends, family, loved ones, sitting there watching the ball drop in Times Square, New Year's resolutions, looking back on 2024, how do you want to improve things in 2025? Life is short, right? The biggest thing, the biggest gift, the holidays, Hanukkah, the biggest gift, Christmas, the biggest gift that Woody Johnson could give Jet fans is this. Rinse, repeat, say again. I do not know football. I am a hindrance to my team. I like owning the New York Jets. That's it. I am getting out of the way. Until that happens, what exactly is going to get changed?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.